Democrat Maggie Hassan claims General Don Boltick's attacker was libertarian activist. By Wendell Hasebo on November 3, 2022. Republican General Don Boltick, RNH, was physically attacked by a libertarian activist before Wednesday's debate, according to opponent Senator Maggie Hassan's, DNH, campaign staff. Hassan's campaign communications director Kevin Donahoe tweeted that the assailant who physically attacked the general outside last night's debate was a libertarian activist. Kate Constantini, Boltick for Senate spokeswoman, told Breitbart News that law enforcement was quickly on the scene and apprehended the individual. Prior to the debate, an individual in the crowd gathered outside attempted to punch the general and was quickly apprehended and arrested, Constantini explained. We are grateful to the quick response from law enforcement on the scene, she said about the Gulfstown Police Department. As the general said on stage tonight, it's time to lower the temperature of the political discourse in this country, she added. The attack occurred without mention from the debate moderators or MRABC, even though the attack occurred before the debate. The network asked candidates about the rise in violence against politicians, mentioning January 6 and the attack against Paul Pelosi, but failed to mention the incident that occurred minutes before against the Republican candidate. The debate took place 1 hour before President Joe Biden condemned Republicans for political violence in a speech at Union Station in Washington, D.C. We must with one overwhelming unified voice speak as a country and say there is no place for voter intimidation or political violence in America, he said. No place period, no place ever. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.